Nova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parent, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. Right from the start, it belonged to you. I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming, because it seems that they've all come true. I don't know why, I don't know when, you wandered by, and darling, I knew then. You stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
I don't know why.
Well, tonight, Judy has decided to be a contestant in a quiz show. Naturally, she wants to be prepared with all the answers, so she's been brushing up on her reading. As our scene opens, Judy is entering Horace Bottomley's bookstore.
Howdy, Mr. Bottomley. I'd like to buy some good books, please, sir.
Oh, splendid, Miss Canova. Would you prefer something light?
Oh, it don't make no difference. I got my car with me. Of course, you can help me carry them out.
Have you read Forever Amber?
Well, I started to, but I couldn't finish it.
Oh, why not?
It kept steaming up my glasses. Now, I'll tell you, what I really need is a book that'll help me get the right answers on the quiz show I'm going on tonight.
Quiz show? Oh, here's just the thing. A set of the encyclopedia. It tells you everything. For instance, here's a chapter on love.
Love? Boy, now we're getting somewhere. You're looking at a girl that's got a raft of boyfriends.
A raft of boyfriends?
Yeah, but they keep shoving me off the raft. See, I wonder what kind of questions they'll ask me on that quiz show tonight.
Well, sometimes they ask questions about animals and birds. For example, take this one in the encyclopedia. Why does a stork stand on one leg?
If he lifted the other leg, he'd fall down. Everybody knows that.
Yes, I suppose so. Now, here's an interesting note on the stork on page 456. It says, the stork is one bird that cannot sing, while the canary, which is infinitely smaller, fills a house with music.
Yeah, and the stork ain't so particular. He don't care what he fills a house with.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Then here in the same section with the stork is our feathered friend, the owl, who also differs in many ways from the stork.
Yeah, you said it. The owl just goes around saying hoo-hoo, but the stork already knows who. Well, I'll buy that encyclopedia, mister. I gotta hurry and study for that quiz show.
May I ask what program it is?
It's the Double or Something, Leave It or Lump It. I have a lady in the balcony program. Yeah, it's very educational.
Educational?
Yeah, even the ticket they gave me says, there is no room in the world for a stupid, uneducated person. Admit one. Yeah, so I'm going. Listen in tonight, mister. I'm going home and study so I'll know all the answers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova singing a brand new song which she has just recorded, No Vacancy.
All along the road of life I roam, looking for a place to call my home. Not a fancy mansion or a bungalow for me. Everywhere I go, I seem to find hanging on the door that same old sign. And my heart beats sore when I read on the door, no vacancy. No vacancy. No vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign. Wait for me. No vacancy. each floor where read on the door no vacancy. Brother, if you live a life of ease, better take a moment on your knees. Thank the Lord above for all his love, then think of me. Living in a world of greed and hate, hoping every day the hand of fate will remove that sign that's hanging on the door, no vacancy. No vacancy, no vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign, wait for me.
Vacancy. Judy, I know the encyclopedia will help you, but do you think you're smart enough to be on a quiz program?
Smart? Why, Aunt Aggie, when I was only 1 year old, I spoke my first word.
Really, Judy? Did your mother write it down in the book?
Nope, she washed my mouth out with soap.
Yeah, oh, say, I bought these books secondhand, Aunt Aggie.
They only cost $29.75. That includes the $25 for state, city, and federal tax.
Goodness, Judy, aren't taxes high these days?
Sure. Gosh, back home there was a tax on the cow, a tax on cheese, and a tax on butter. Every time I sat down to milk the cow, I was pulling for Uncle Sam. And
Judy,
I did my best. I was patriotic right all the way through.
I'm sure you did. Judy, are you getting any help from the encyclopedia?
Yeah, it tells everything. You know, things I never knew before. Now, just look here under W. Washington. Says here, George Washington was noted for his honesty.
That's true, Judy. George Washington was a very honest man.
Well, then, why do they close the banks on his birthday?
Judy,
even
as a boy...
Ain't gonna
happen.
I got you there.
Yes, you have. Well, Judy, even as a boy, he proved that honesty pays. When young George Washington cut down the cherry tree, he confessed to his father, and his father didn't even touch him. Do you know why?
Yeah, the kid had a hatchet in his hand.
Immense repertoire.
Immense? What'd you say was immense?
Somebody talking about me?
Oh, hello, Geranium. What you been doing?
Well, Miss Judy, I've been making a pair of slacks for myself out of odds and ends.
Yeah? How do they look?
Honey, I'm afraid they look a little odd where they're in.
Well, Geranium, they wouldn't look that way if you wore your new girdle.
Miss Judy, that girdle ain't any good. The sales lady said it would give me a wasp waist.
She did?
Yeah, she called it a wasp waist girdle, but when I looked at myself in the mirror, I sure got stung.
Hey, Geranium, are you going to go to hear me on the quiz program tonight?
Oh, no, ma'am, Miss Judy. I got a date with my boyfriend, Pomeroy, and he don't like to go out.
Oh, is Pomeroy the home-loving type?
Home-loving? Honey, he's pretty good at it no matter where he is.
When Pomeroy kisses you, do you like it, Geranium?
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. His kisses are wonderful. But every time he kisses me, he keeps flying my arm back and forth.
What for?
Force of habit, he used to play the trombone for Duke Ellington.
Oh, gee, I'm getting nervous. 2 more hours from now, I'll be on the radio, and that quiz master will look me in the eye and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Oh, hello, Pedro. I want you to drive me to the quiz show tonight. Where have you been?
Well, Senorita, I stopped in a butcher shop, and I got a manicure.
Now, how could you get a manicure in a butcher shop?
The butcher caught me reaching for a weenie. He was clever with a cleaver.
But, Pedro, that still doesn't explain why you're late.
Well, Senorita, I got lost. I asked the streetcar conductor for a transfer to 6th Street, but he didn't have any.
So what happened?
He gave me 2 transfers to 3rd Street.
Was the streetcar late?
Oh, see, Senorita, the streetcar ahead was late today because of an accident, and the one behind the one ahead was behind before, besides. So that made the one ahead of the one behind even later than it was before it was behind. Besides, I think.
Pedro, I'm glad you made that clear. Have you ever been to a quiz program?
Oh, no, Senorita, but my cousin Gonzalez went to one down in Mexico. Gonzalez had 16 children, and on that radio show, Gonzalez got mad at the announcer.
Why? What did the announcer say?
He said, you have 16. Would you like to go on to 32?
Well, has Gonzalez had any more kids, Pedro?
See, I got a telegram from him yesterday. It said, triplets arrive tonight. More to follow by mail. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Judy.
Yes, Aunt Aggie?
I just heard that Brenda Laverne is going to be a rival contestant on that quiz show tonight. She'll try to beat you, and she's brainy. Brenda was a three-letter girl at Vassar.
Oh, so what? I was a three-letter girl back in Texas Junction.
How did you ever get three letters?
I backed into a Brandon iron.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Canova recently recorded a cute new song called Apple on a Stick. Judy and the Sportsman sing it for us now.
A jolly little man comes down our street with a basket full of things to eat. Toddling along his merry way, I run to him and say, Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Yum, yum, yum. An apple a day is dandy. It keeps the doc away.
Away.
I like it better than candy. It's yummy in your tummy any time of the day. So, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick. Apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum.
It's nearly time for the radio quiz show, and Geranium is helping Judy get ready to leave for the studio.
Gee, I better watch the time. What time is it by your watch, Geranium?
Well, I'm not sure, Miss Judy. My wristwatch doesn't fit my personality. Oh, it keeps lying to me.
What you mean?
Says growing very thin.
Geranium, that's growing very thin.
Oh.
Say, Geranium, how do you like my new perfume?
Oh, it's very nice, Miss Judy. What kind of perfume is it?
It's called Evening on the San Pedro Breakwater.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's canal number 5.
My Judy, I'll bet Brenda Laverne's eyes will be open tonight. You look positively pulchritudinous.
Oh, what's the difference, so long as I'm pretty? Anyhow, Aunt Aggie, I always say whether you're beautiful or homely, it's always nice to have a face. Yes, sir. Mine comes in mighty handy, and though I never go anyplace without it, I wouldn't be without that thing.
Uh-oh, there comes Miss Brenda Laverne up the walk now.
Judy, I certainly hope you show up Brenda on the quiz tonight. That girl is a social upstart.
Oh, she ain't so bad, Aunt Aggie. She's always fair. friend who wouldn't say anything to your face that you wouldn't say behind your back. Come in. Howdy, Brenda.
Hello, darling. I simply had to drop in for a little chat.
Well, start talking. I'm all ears.
I know. And if they were any bigger, you could tie them under your chin. I'm always bound to tell a little gag.
Now, keep that up, and you're liable to be bound and gagged. Hey, Brenda, I bet you think you're going to beat me on the quiz show tonight.
Well, my dear, isn't it a little presumptuous for a girl with your background and education to compete in a coast-to-coast quiz show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to brag, but when I was in school, they told me that with just a little more work, I could be mentally deficient. Sir, that don't come easy, believe me.
Mentally deficient? Do you call that good?
In my class, it was.
Oh, you know, I'll never forget my graduation at Vassar. I delivered the valedictory, and Father delivered the baccalaureate.
No fooling. I hear that imported stuff hard to get.
Oh, Miss Canova, don't be ridiculous. When Father made his speech, he had complete command of the audience. He strode across the stage, leaned firmly against the speaker's table, gazed slowly around, and wouldn't utter a word until the room had completely settled down.
That's right, Brenda. When a man's in that condition, he shouldn't try to talk.
Oh, you silly, silly, mad girl. You know, sometimes I think you're just too utterly too.
Oh, what a boomer.
Well, goodbye. I must be off.
I gotta give you credit for admitting it. Come on, Brenda. See you at the quiz show.
Now back to Judy Canova singing the new hit song, Laughing on the Outside, Crying on the Inside.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love.
I'm aching from neuralgia.
Oh, howdy. I'm Canova from Cactus Junction. Glad to meet you, too.
I never been on a radio show. I never go nowhere.
Oh, what do you do for social life?
Oh, nothing. Just sit around home.
Oh, don't you ever go out with girls?
No, my wife won't let me.
Gee, Willikers, the first round is nearly over. We better go into the studio.
The winner of the last round is Miss Brenda Laverne. Miss Laverne won $30, which incidentally is the highest score so far.
Golly, I gotta go some to beat Brenda.
Now for the next contestant. Miss Canova.
Yeah, Miss Quizmaster?
Do you know what happened in the year 1809?
Yeah, Lincoln was born.
Correct. And what happened in 1814?
Lincoln was 5 years old.
It's that duck soup for me.
Now, what happened on Christmas night 1776?
Washington crossed the Delaware.
Right. And what made him cross?
I don't know. I guess the British got his goat.
Well, that isn't the answer I have here, but I'll accept it. Now, Miss Canova, can you tell us what the picture of George Washington stands for on a dollar bill?
I sure can. George Washington stands on a dollar bill because the dollar is sunk so much he ain't got room enough to sit down.
Well, perhaps we'd better try another category. Can you tell us what is red, white, and blue, and is the emblem of the United States of America? No coaching, please.
Will you give me a hint?
Well, now, Betsy Ross sewed the very first one and was the first woman to display it. Now, what was it?
Pink bloomers? Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Green?
No. Betsy Ross put it on a pole and hung it in front of her house.
Gosh, you wonder what the neighbor saw. Well, I'm immodest if you ask me. You wouldn't catch me doing that.
Please, Miss Canova. Tell me, what flies over the city hall?
Pigeons. Keep circling all day long. Well, I do.
I'll try a different approach, Miss Canova. What was the immortal song written by Francis Scott Key that everyone in America sings?
Cement mixer, putty putty.
Oh, dear, I give up. I'll ask this other contestant. Mr. Kriegelfutter, can you tell us what the emblem of the United States is?
Gosh, no, I'm just as stupid as she is.
All right, I'll give you a little hint. What is it that we all take down around sunset?
Oh, the Wilshire bus.
Young man, are you sure you're not overtaxing your brain?
My brains ain't overtaxed. The government withheld 20%.
And now, this is the $300 prize question. It was sent in by J.C. Identify this operatic selection.
De la filia dell'amore, Rigoletto. De la filia dell'amore, Rigoletto.
Now, Miss Canova, what was that?
That was the quartet of gigolos.
Miss Canova, that's the quartet from Rigoletto.
Well, I don't care where they're from. They're awful pretty. Well, they are. Oh, you're just jealous. That's all.
Yes, I am. Now, can you tell me from which passage in Rigoletto this note was taken?
Oh. Will you repeat that, please?
Be glad to.
Movement, which is preceded by an augmented fifth, similar to the second movement found in the Moonlight Sonata. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Miss Canova, you win $30. That puts you even with Miss Brenda Laverne.
Even? Shucks, that puts me way ahead of her.
Yes, but you only get $30 for giving the correct answer.
I know, but I also win $300.
$300? What for?
Well, I'm the J.C. who sent in that question.
Back to Judy Canova singing another one of her recent recordings, No Letter Today.
No letter today. I have waited since dawn. I've waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. letter today. I have waited since dawn, waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All the days are so long. Why don't you write? I know I was wrong.
From Hollywood, saying good night, everybody.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper.
The Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.